The return of the dragon. So you gonna hit niggas with all that motherfucking row, row. You gonna eat niggas food. You gonna come through like disrespectful on these joints, B? At least tell me that.
I mean, you know, I recently just showed motherfuckers that, you know, I had to go in the stash box for real because a nigga went and got the fucking C-Town shopping cart and filled the bitch up with a bunch of hard drives just to show niggas that we back in our bag, come on, Farid.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So I'm definitely going to show niggas what the Way of the Dragon is really all about by giving them a turn of the dragon. The abstract went on vacation.
Why I gotta be a C-Town ghetto ass cart though, nigga?
Because that's what the fuck we do. We show niggas what the filth be about so we can slap their ass with a filthy sock in their fucking face and let them understand what this timeless greatness is. Because sometimes a nigga need to get smacked with the filthy sock, not the clean sock. You slap the shit out of a nigga with that stink, you know, that fucking nasty donkey foot shit. Then they get the reminder that they need.
So let me get the visual, my nigga.
Yeah, beloved.
So it's like it's the blackout, and you went to C-Town, and you got the C-Town cart, and you've been out all night and shit, grabbing shit up. Now the sun hit, niggas. You moving down the street.
More or less.
Rude boy.
I dot, man, I said top shot.
With the fucking dirt sock on your left shoulder, then.
No, my left foot.
Your left foot, then.
Yeah, top shot.
And you push the C-Town cart full of fucking grenades.
Yeah, full of grenades.
And you walk down the street and you blow upon a chalice.
Yes, see? Rude boy. You know
and
what
a,
that.
And then the police, they roll down and you look at them and you go, rah!
Yeah.